Church Clothes Podcast, and it's been a very long year. I really don't want to make this about me, I want to make it about you. Happy New Month, and I bring you God's words this month. Okay, I was actually just meditating, having a quiet time, and then this word slavery came to my heart. I was like, slavery, what about slavery? And you know, the Holy Spirit started bringing light about slavery, about how it has like diffused into literally a segment, because we have mental slavery, we have academic slavery, we have personal slavery, we have spiritual slavery, we have all forms of slavery, even physical slavery. So the one that really got, you know, stuck in my heart is the mental slavery. You know, I've seen a whole lot of persons, you know, you give them advice, you try to get their mind transformed, you take them on a one-on-one, you know, you share scriptures for them, literally can even convert our chat to, you know, a whole ebook. But then the thing is, they are slaves to something. You know, the Bible clearly makes us understand that our faith is the currency we use to receive miracle. If you don't have the faith for it, even if God is already doing it, you're still not going to see it. I read a post from a friend. She was trying to travel, and she had issues literally securing a spot in a country. Unknown to her, she paid almost £200 to just know, I want this go done, I want this miracle. And immediately she paid for it. 2 weeks later, I mean, literal FOC, God came through for her, and it was in another country. And I told her, you first this run, you know you're going to keep forcing it. And this one that came freely, better see the face of God again on this issue. After about slavery, many of us, we are just slaves to traditions that we've just heard in high esteem. You know, you've heard it in high esteem, like, you know, this is how you are going to grow spiritually. But if Jesus is really your personal Lord and Savior, I think He should be the one to dictate the instructions while you carry out the obedience. Not Him carrying the obedience while you are telling the instructions on what to do. I've seen a lot of believers, you know, they just believe, no, all the covenants and promises in the Bible are for me. Yes, they are for you, but what about the work too? Are they also for you? You know, greater work we have to do. Sister, this is the 5th month this year, and it's not gone for evangelism, not gone for outreaches. I know you want to buy that frontal wig, you want to buy that human hair. I know you have to look good, no man, advocate of looking good. But then, have you even done some work this year? Like, let's really put it that way. You know, there was a past question I didn't study in while growing up, and it said, rest is sweet after labor. But you've not labored, you just want to rest. I thought again about slavery from the perspective of some ladies are actually in a tight position because they feel God is not going to control for them. You know, they feel God is not really going to help them. God is not going to, you know, give them a better guy, give them a better husband. No, I've heard things, and all I can just say is a particular situation cannot change God. God's faithfulness is older than you, and one situation cannot just change the standard of God. Over time, we've seen His faithfulness come true, and that is not changing. So I think at this point, the main message is for you to just get personal time alone with God, seek His face. God, what am I supposed to do this month? Which work am I supposed to carry out for you? You can't be a slave to the flesh and be a master of the spirit. What I mean is, you can't just, you know, be a slave to the flesh. Today you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, and you expect that the things of the spirit, you're going to, you know, be a pro at them. I know there are times and seasons, but studying the life of Jesus, we saw basic, foundational, undebatable facts about how to live. Jesus fasted, you know, Jesus prayed, Jesus did things, but I know some people will still come for me. Yes, this thing, there's no need to fast and pray. Well, I bring you great news. It is better to be a slave to the spirit than to be a slave to the flesh. And when you are slave to the spirit, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to carry it out with immediate obedience, with immediate speed. Holy Spirit is telling you, okay, let's start working on this book, let's start working on your masters, let's start working on this foundation I told you about, you know this. I don't know, but I have to say this here, and I'm sorry if it's going to offend anyone. You know, that burning desire, you know, I need this material satisfaction, these burning desires in your heart, you know, to extend the kingdom of God, this hospital you want to build, this foundation you want to set up, this ministry that you're setting up, these people you visit every quarter, you know, that you just have a call to them, you feel like, you know, you're sent to these people, your heart burn. I want to let you know that it's still going to grow in your hands, but depending on the level of your obedience. You know, we are all called to a purpose, but the reason why we are where we are today in the kingdom is because a lot of people just prefer to just listen and sleep on the voice of God than listen and act on the voice of God. It's a new month. I really want to do violence right now. So I just pray that God will grant unto you this spirit and make you wise, that you act sharply in your purpose, you act with your instructions, you follow the course through to the end, and that Mammon and Babylon would not offer you an irresistible offer for your soul. You know, 10, 20, 50 years from now, you'll still be standing strong. I have seen miracles for God. There are things I've seen, and I know you've seen them too. Everything will come to pass. They are not just for you to just, you know, stain your clothes on the floor or just break down, become a superwoman. There are things that will happen. But I trust that God quickens you to obey Him.